What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. Thanks for tuning in again, and if this is your first time listening, this is a podcast that's all about Minecraft updates. Whether these are updates that are actually coming to the game or just ideas that we think would be fun to see in the game, if that is interesting to you, you are in the right place. So thanks for tuning in. As of this recording, what I have been doing in Minecraft is still working on the greenhouse, trying to add as much detail to it as possible, and I'm brainstorming what my next project should be. I'm not sure if I want to continue to add things to my farm or if I want to go off and build something else out in the wilderness somewhere on the Ripple Effect server. But either way, I'm excited to be playing Minecraft. There's nothing like the feeling of having a project in mind and just really digging into it and immersing yourself in the game and bringing it to pass. So I'm having fun. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Rascal. That was a mob that was shown to us as a potential candidate in the last mob vote. And while the Rascal was not my favorite mob of the three, it was the one that came in second in the vote. So I wanted to go over the Rascal and imagine what it would look like in the game. But before we do that, let's read a listener email. Now, this message comes from Minecraft Fan 1234, and they write, "Hi, Rebel, I have an idea for a structure in Minecraft. I think I would add ruined castles. They would have walls made out of blackstone. There would be some vines scattered around them and possibly some holes and cracks. Rusty knights would guard the gates and interior. They would deal 4 HP or 2 hearts and carry old spears, which have built-in knockback 1. They have 30 HP, so they're pretty tough. If you get past them, the loot is, of course, old spears, but because they're old, they break easily. And a new item called the Medieval Gauntlet. If used, it gives you absorption, strength, and speed. Be cautious with it, however, because you can only use it 5 times. That is all, and I hope to see you at Bedrock." Thank you so much, Minecraft Fan, for the email. And guys, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas that you want to share with me, send them to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. Now, I do love the idea for a ruined castle structure in Minecraft. I like the idea of adding more things that kind of give us hints as to the old civilization that lived in Minecraft. And there's not a lot of these things that exist above the surface. Most of these things exist in the forms of the stronghold or mine shafts or even the ancient city. But it'd be really cool to see maybe a rare mega structure, sort of like a castle, maybe about the size of an ancient city even, that generates above ground. And maybe it could be pretty rare, so you don't see these popping up all over the place, ruining the landscape that you might want to reserve for your builds. But it would be really cool. I like the idea of it being a castle. And I like the idea of a new mob called the Rusted Knights. That's kind of a cool idea because it gives me the idea that these things are like animated suits of armor and not necessarily actual living beings. Maybe these are ghosts that inhabit empty suits of armor. So thank you so much, Minecraft Fan, for that email. And yeah, guys, keep these emails coming. So let's talk about the Rascal. Now, the Rascal was one of the three mobs that were offered to us as options in the mob vote. Of course, the other two being the Sniffer, which eventually won, and the Tough Golem, which was my favorite, the one that I voted for. But the Rascal was a really cool mob. It was the first one that I think it may have been the first one that they showed us. Actually, now that I'm saying that, I think the Sniffer was the first one. But the Rascal was really cool. When I saw it, I thought, that's a really cool idea. It's very unique. It's another mob that feels like it's not just an animal. It's not just some sort of less intelligent creature. This could be on par with an illager or a villager in terms of intelligence, in terms of being a more NPC kind of mob rather than just an animal or golem type mob. So I really liked the Rascal, and of course I would love to see the Rascal come to the game. This is what Minecraft.net has to say about the Rascal. "This mysterious mob can be found in the mines where it loves to play hide and seek. It's both playful and helpful, giving you hints as you search for it. Oh, and it's generous too. Find it 3 times and it will reward you with a special prize that will help your mining. To find the rascal, dig deep below ground. You don't have to go as far as the deep dark, just below Y0. It may be mischievous, but it won't lead you into a warden's den. Now, based on that information, which wasn't a lot of information, we didn't really see a lot of these ideas fleshed out because, of course, the rascal did not win. But based on this premise, I came up with my ideas as to how the rascal could be added to Minecraft. Now, when it comes to hide and seek and how this thing is going to play hide and seek, I think a lot of people were kind of puzzling over how in the world could this thing play hide and seek if you can just like watch it run away and duck behind a column of rocks. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be really easy to play hide and seek. So this is how I think the Rascal's hide and seek game would go. So you would initiate hide and seek maybe by interacting with it somehow. Maybe it would just automatically start playing with you and you could just ignore it if you wanted to. But it would have to play hide and seek by actually teleporting away from you, not too far away, within the cave system that you're in. And the way it would hide from you is that it would actually transform into some kind of block. It would try to camouflage itself and disguise itself as one of the surrounding rock stone type blocks in the cave around you, like granite, diorite, regular stone, those kinds of blocks. It would just appear as one of those blocks. And you would have to go and you would have to look for it. Look for a block that's out of place. Look for a block that may be slightly off the grid of the other blocks. Or maybe one that you can sort of nudge around and push around. And then that would be the rascal. And if you're having trouble finding the rascal, it would call out occasionally. It would have like a small, soft little vocalization that it would call out, sort of like a Marco Polo game, and you would have to find it that way. I think this would actually be a really fun game and very easy to turn into a farm because, of course, you're going to want to be able to get a lot of the prize that it offers for finding it 3 times. And that prize is, in my opinion, could be the Totem of Sounding, a brand new totem in addition to the Totem of Undying. Now, totems are something that everyone wants to see expanded on. I think we need more totems. It's just a cool magic system, and I think that everyone would like to see it expanded on. So, the Totem of Sounding. Now, what does the Totem of Sounding do? Well, if you have the Totem of Sounding that you have gotten from a rascal by finding it 3 times, you use it to right-click on a cave wall. When you right-click on the cave wall, the totem reveals the location of diamonds within a certain radius of you, and that radius can be pretty expansive. Doing this would break the totem, so you would have to get another totem if you want to do the same thing, and it would also reveal netherite or ancient debris in the nether. So I like this idea particularly because it gives you a reason to seek out the rascal, although it doesn't make it necessary. Because, of course, you can just mine for diamonds and mine for ancient debris, just like you always have done. But it does make it easier if you have a Totem of Sounding. What I think a lot of players would like to do is probably make a farm using rascals, make some sort of little hide-and-seek arena, and put a few rascals in there, and just go out and play hide-and-seek with them over and over again, and get a good bit of these Totems of Sounding, go down into a cave system, and just go find diamonds to your heart's content. And also take it to the nether and go find some ancient debris. It would make it a little safer to do this too because you won't be mining into lava as much. I think this would be a really cool item and very, very useful for mining. And it would make sense that the rascal, a creature that lives underground in the caves, would have something like this. Now, as for adding a little bit of lore, a little bit of character to the rascal, I think when you're finding it in the caves, you're finding it in the mines, they come with a structure, or they generate near a structure. This structure would look like a cave or a branch of a mine with a campfire in it, a chest with a few things in it, and maybe a few candles lighting up the area. The rascal will always be able to be found nearby. And this would give you the idea that these things aren't just dwelling in caves with no sort of civilization about them. These things, they're intentional. They build stuff. They make little homes for themselves. They're basically underground villagers. Now, the description from Minecraft.net describes them as playful and mischievous even. So I imagine that when you have two rascals together, maybe they play hide and seek with each other, and maybe they have, they're like little children running around just playing with each other. Maybe when rascals are around hostile mobs, whether those are the undead or maybe illagers, they run up to them, smack them, and then run away and hide real quick so they can't be found by these hostile mobs, giving them this idea that they're a little bit mischievous. They would obviously avoid the skulk, and they would hide at all costs from the warden, because living underground, they have learned, whether from experience or from stories from their grandparents, to fear the warden and to fear the skulk. You don't want to go anywhere near those things. And what happens when you take a rascal up to the surface and they meet a villager? Well, maybe rascals trade villagers amethysts and emerald for food. There's not a lot of food to be had down in the cave, so maybe this is how rascals get their food. They have a little trade agreement with the villagers. And this gives the idea that they're not these mindless brutes that just live in the caves. These are actual civilized beings that you can interact with, and it helps the game feel a little less lonely. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. If you have any ideas for the rascal, let me know. Or any ideas in general, send them to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I'm @rebeljc_92. And as always, guys, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.